This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And we have a lot to cover today, we do. So, first thing I want to talk about, and I want you to go to the YouTube link, and I want you to look at the pictures, the photographs we've posted with the show, because I had something happen to me twice in the last 6 months. And once it was with a dog, big black shepherd dog that at the time I hardly knew. I think it might have been my first or second time meeting him, maybe first. And recently, the one I got on YouTube and got pictures on Facebook, Deb Wolf Pet Expert on Facebook, Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube, I posted because she's my dog and she's a golden doodle and she's about 2.5 years old and she's super gentle and loving and she let me take pictures and video of this whole thing that happened to her. So what happened to these dogs? Well, it's something that could happen to your dog so easily. And it doesn't matter if it's a big dog, small dog, tough dog, wimpy dog, doesn't matter. This is what happens. With a bone or a stick, the dog bites because it's supposed to, because you gave it to him or you let him have it or you threw it and he retrieved it or he found it. Okay, so he's chewing on a stick or he's chewing on a bone and he bites. But he bites it so hard that at the same time he breaks it off where his teeth connect. On both sides. Pieces fall to the ground on the right and the left of his mouth, but the piece in the middle sometimes, unluckily, terribly, gets wedged right up in the top of his mouth. And sometimes that can go unnoticed for a long time. It can cause severe dental problems, even the need for tooth extraction. It can cause teeth to get broken, fall out. It can cause the dog to stop eating, stop drinking. It can cause the dog to bite or be unkind because he's in so much pain, cause fever, mouth infection. Let's see, what else can it cause? It can cause a lot of problems. Let's just say that. You can imagine what it would cause. Just like with you, if you had something stuck in your jaw, the top of your mouth, roof of your mouth, between your two eye teeth, something was stuck up there. Imagine what that would do. It would fester and it would smell and it would hurt and you wouldn't want to eat anything. It would be terrible. You'd have horrible headaches. I mean, come on. No good. So how do you know if this has happened? Well, normally you can tell because the dog doesn't eat his food or he won't play with his toys. Or he's acting differently. And a lot of times he seems to be drooling for no reason. So that's a big key. Extra saliva. Sometimes you'll see the dog actually try with his fist or his claws to paw it out of there. And that's what we saw with Axel, the big black shepherd. He was trying to get it out of there and he kept like diving down to the ground and taking one of his front paws and scratching hard at the side of his face. That's what he kept doing and kind of crying a little bit, complaining a bit. And he would have scratched an enormous wound into the side of his face if we hadn't stopped him. And the girl walking him called me down, Colleen, and said, well, she's a woman, actually. Anyway, Colleen called me down and said, you got to help me with this. I don't think I can get my fingers in his mouth. And I think there's a stick stuck in there. So I came down and met him for the first time in his distress and reached in and I hooked my finger as if you're going to say, come on over here. That same signal, you know, when your hand's faced up to the sky and you curve just your index finger and it sort of curves in the shape of a U. That's what I did. And I took that finger and I reached into the top of his mouth. I put my other hand on the side of his mouth and did my best to, you don't want to overextend. You definitely don't want to pull the lower jaw down because you can break a dog's jaw that way. But I tried to gently keep his mouth open enough for me to get my hand in there without opening it too much, so I could hook under the stick and pull it out. And I was successful immediately. And he was so grateful and he was all happy and he starts snorting and carrying on and sneezing and running around me and winding around me and all very good. The whole thing lasted a few minutes, but it was pretty serious in his mind. So Peachy, on the other hand, was probably for a while because she wasn't scratching at herself and she wasn't indicating in any way. I just noticed extra saliva. And I thought, I wonder why her mouth is so wet. That's weird. She hasn't just had a drink. Now, Peachy's a golden doodle. So she has a big, fluffy mustache and beard, if you will, kind of fluffy face. And so it's not the same where you would just see it dripping out of her mouth and onto the floor. It just, she just seemed moist for no reason. You know, so I was petting her and I thought, why are you so wet? This is gross. What's going on here? Did you just drink? And clearly she hadn't. And so opened up her mouth and oh no. So I was able to do the same thing. With her, I was able to just hold her mouth open with one hand and she didn't fuss at it very much. And I was able to just pull it right out of there, just hook my finger underneath it between the roof of her mouth and the bottom of the stick and just pull out. Now, sometimes it's wedged in there so hard you can't do that, or your dog is not allowing you to. And another way to help with this, another thing you can do is very, very carefully, usually with the help of another person, you can snip the stick or twig in the middle. If you've got a strong enough scissors and the dog will stay still enough, you can break it and then it'll just fall out. Now, if all that doesn't work, you got to go to the vet. They'll get it out of there, but you can't leave it. You just can't leave it. Okay, so if you want to see what this is like, and the mark it left on her mouth afterward, you can clearly see when you look at the roof of her mouth, all the skin is a dark brown black, like it's supposed to be. And there's one line of pink exactly where the stick had been. So she was probably chewing. And each time it would go harder and harder into the roof of her mouth. I felt really bad about it, but stuff like that happens. So you just have to know how to deal with it. All right, we'll be back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And I'll update you on some animal news and talk a little bit about cats in the mix. Stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Back on Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And let's see, what should we talk about next? Well, let's talk about some new legislation coming, but they're going to ban exotic cats. What do you all think about that? Servals, all those big, big cats that are primitive, not like domestic cats. They've been bred very, very recently from actual wild cats, like taking a bobcat from North America or a lynx and breeding it and figuring out a way to get a next generation slightly less wild cat and then letting that live amongst us. That's what's been going on with these exotics from far away. So we're talking about ocelots, servals, jungle cats. And if you have one already, you're going to be able to keep it. But you'll have to get papers and spay and neuter, and you cannot breed. And that's the proposed ban. The proposed ban. Yep. No breeding, no selling, no buying, no importing. And that's it for exotic cats in BC if the law goes through. So what do you all think about that? Let me know. I'd like to know. Okay. Another thing that came in the news that I thought was pretty interesting was algae. Did you know that algae can be really dangerous to dogs? I suppose I did know that, but I didn't realize that it could kill a 50-pound dog. A six-month-old puppy called Romy was a Springer Spaniel type dog, English Springer Spaniel. So you know the type, floppy ears, basically white with brown kind of liver spots all over it, or black liver spots all over it. Very cute dog, sort of patchy looking. Anyway, cute, medium-sized dog. So this one was 50 pounds and a six-month-old puppy. It's kind of large for the breed, but whatever. Normally, I would suggest that that would be an adult female anyway, would be smaller. But okay, so this English Springer Spaniel went running ahead of his owner and got into the lake, and Nicola Lake, and there's an algae bloom there, and that was it. His liver shut down, and poor dog went into seizures, diarrhea, and died. So watch out. If you see a lot of algae, if you see signs saying swimming prohibited due to algae for humans, don't let your dog play there. It was not good for us. It's not good for them either. So keep that in mind, please, everybody. Okay. Now, I know I was talking to you about Tex, the bear, the grizzly bear on Texada Island that all the people on Texada Island were fed up with and wanted to kill, or many of them. And many of them wanted to have it relocated and saved. And some First Nations Aboriginal bands wanted to help with that and were sending people to go relocate it. But you have to know the bear had been relocated twice and it kept coming back to Texada Island, which is not a big enough place to support a grizzly bear. So this is one of those NIMBY things, you know? Like if you've ever been in a neighborhood where you didn't want something, you didn't want the drug counseling clinic, or you didn't want, a liquor store near the school, or, you know, and you had this NIMBY thing going on. Imagine a grizzly. Do you want a grizzly? I do not want a grizzly. Nobody wants a grizzly. NIMBY, get it out of my neighborhood. I get why the people did not want it there. Oh, totally, 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 totally. Why they don't want this grizzly in that community. Yeah. But where can it go? If they relocated it twice and it came back, people say, well, why is that? Well, that's because every other territory they put it in already had a bigger bear, most likely. It was already spoken for. So Tex keeps coming back to where he knows he's the only bear. And he will do that again and again. Now, the problem is they're not relocating him far enough and they're not taking him to a place that isn't already claimed. But unfortunately for Tex, while they were waiting, and on the very day that the relocation people arrived to try and find Tex, he was shot by a resident. They don't know exactly the details. But I do sympathize with all involved. It's a very difficult situation. And I know the grizzlies in that area are endangered and their numbers are dwindling. And we don't want that. But on the other hand, who wants to live next to a grizzly bear? Not me. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about a similar area of the world, but it's a really good news story coming up next on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. And sometimes we think about animals and their migration, and it's pretty amazing. Well, there was a woman out on a fishing trip from Haida Gwaii, used to be called the Queen Charlotte Islands, north of Vancouver Island. So basically, if you were in Seattle and you just took a boat and you just kept heading up north, got out of there and were in the San Juan Islands, head up north from there, got out of the Seattle Harbor, went to the San Juan Islands, and then north, north, north. Okay, you'd probably, a little bit west, a little bit north, you'd get to Victoria quickly, maybe an hour or two, depending on your boat. And then you'd keep going up that island all the way, and you keep going to the Queen Charlotte Islands. That's where we're talking about. Okay. So someone was out on one of these fishing trips because they catch massive fish up there, and people go up there and stay in these luxury places. So wearing the t-shirt of the resort, Langara, someone was seeing this lovely woman was talking about and showing the footage she shot of a very graceful passerby, a migrating Indonesian leather jacket sea turtle, all the way from Indonesia to where I just described, Northwest Canada, all the way, it managed to migrate. And they're endangered too. And so much so that even though it's an Indonesian species, our migration route for them to come eat jellyfish, which is an awesome thing that they do, is so entrenched in their pattern and so part of their unique survival matrix and necessity that our country, Canada, has declared the Indonesian leather jacket sea turtle one of our protected species, which I think is incredible and a good sign. Because if you only protect an animal in one area when it has to travel to other areas, it doesn't really solve the problem. But this is forward thinking. And there she was, or he was, swimming along gracefully in the water. A beautiful sight to see. So I wanted to report that. And I guess we're coming to the end of the show. I'd like to put a plea out there. If you are looking to advertise and you've got something that pet lovers want, it could be a pet product like a collar or a leash or a food or a contraption, a modular cat furniture. It could be anything for dogs or cats, anything at all, any product. But it could also be any kind of cleaner, any kind of supplement, nutrient, anything a pet owner might need in their house if they own a pet. It could be a car. It could be something for the car, pet protection things. It could be anything. It could be your personal Amazon shoppers list. I don't know. Anything at all that a pet owner would want is something you could advertise on this show. Because this show is on Spotify and iTunes and all the other places podcasts are listened to. And we have downloaders and subscribers, and we're looking at well over 100,000 listeners now, and that's not including the downloaders and subscribers. That's just weekly listeners. So if you have something you're selling online to people who have pets, it could be something to wash their clothes. It could be something to clean fur off. It could be anything, really. If you have something like that and you want to get the word out to an audience that is already online listening to podcasts and already buying things online and listening to this show to hear about what to get for their pet, then this is the show for you. Just contact me, Deb, at PetLifeRadio.com, or contact Mark at PetLifeRadio.com, and he'll set you all up, and we'll give you a special deal if you call and say you heard it on the show. So thanks, everybody. From me, Deb Wolf, Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, ciao, meow. Be good to your animal.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.